Yeses were medium to crappy. There was nothing that was right that you just looked at and said, wow, that is a moment. There's that moment. So Gaga looked amazing in both dresses.
And she was great. Like, and great poor Lady Gaga. She didn't show up. Like, everybody's still thinking for the meat dress.
That was the MTV Awards. Right. So the meat dress belongs there. And other people who look great, great. I mean, when Jennifer Lopez shows up and you don't go, and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, then that's all you did. I look at this and I think it's pretty nice.
She looks hot and beautiful, and she's covered, and it's elegant, and it's timeless. But doesn't anybody remember the MTV Awards a few years ago where she wore the broken mirror dress, but it was a mini, really short, and that was fabulous. But so why do it again? You're Jennifer Lopez. You can have it. You could have a David Joseph. You got to do this. Okay. Regina King, elegant, beautiful, timeless, remarkable. And then there's Charlize. So Charlize is on the fence.
Who's a brunette now?
I don't like the brunette. I didn't like it.
Yeah, and she's on the fence. The front of her looked like, oh, is her daughter getting married? And then the back of her was like, oh, I'm going to go meet Bob Crafton.
Hey! All right, let's go to messes.
Okay, the messes. Glenn Close came dressed as the Oscar because I guess she figured she wasn't going to be going home with the Oscar.
She's like a melting Oscar. It's like wore the Oscar behind her.
Sadly, you are saying that our girl, Kacey Musgraves, just did not have a good fashion night.
That's bad.
I love Kacey. And there's nobody who loves her more. I love her music. I'm so happy for her at the Grammys. At the Grammys, her fashion taste was a little questionable. Okay, this one. She needs to take her stylist. Put her in the Pacific Ocean, send her away.
And tell her, no, I'm not Katy Perry. Stop telling me I'm Katy Perry. I'm not her.
And I'm not going to sit on top of a toilet roll with my skirt covering the extra toilet paper. It was the tulle. I mean, if there wasn't enough tulle, then they added tulle bracelets to her wrists because there wasn't enough.
And who gets the big loss for the night?
Well, ironically, the people from the fashion industry, the people critiquing on E, had the most horrible gowns I've ever seen in my life. It looked like mini pearls sitting with an old prostitute, and then somebody else. I couldn't quite get what's going on.
And they're sitting there judging everybody
and
else.
They're judging everybody.
Isn't that everybody's boss in every single job?
But their thing, but their thing on E was, oh, I love it. I just it's beautiful. Doesn't she look fabulous? Oh, that pimple on her back really makes that dress look extra pretty. This was a little groundbreaking that there was nothing amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.